As we tend to talk to anytime big justice issues happen in Alberta, we are speaking with the man in charge of that department, the Justice Minister and Solicitor General, Mr. Doug Schweitzer. As always, sir, thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on today.
All right. Now, Minister, we know that you had done a lot of touring around the province when we were, you know, allowed to do it, and you had gone to countless communities and heard different stories from different people, especially in the rural communities. Is Bill 16 really a culmination of a lot of those recommendations you heard directly from rural communities?
It really is. Like, what we heard from people is that they're just sick and tired of being victimized, particularly in rural Alberta. You know, we literally have people that are sleeping with axes under their beds because they're so scared at home. And they're tired of being victimized. They want to make sure that the police, the prosecutors, have the resources that they need in order to crack down on this crime wave that we have in rural Alberta. And that's what largely driven some of the changes that we have here to the Victims of Crime Fund. We want to expand its scope to be able to provide resources to public safety. We're increasing the amount of money that's going to be spent through this fund from $40 million all the way up to $60 million to deal with priorities of Albertans. And that money is going to be invested in police going after organized crime. It's going to be invested in police helping us crack down on scrap metal thefts that are happening in so many communities across Alberta, as well as going after property theft in general. So we see this as a win, and it came right from the people at the town halls we held.
Okay, now, and as also was looking at that as well, I know that part of the plan called for the additional RCMP officers and also increasing of hiring more more prosecutors. And in saying that, though, too, I'm seeing one common theme is that a lot of concerns that people have is that some of these cases, due to time constraints, slip through the system, don't they?
Well, and that's one of the pressures that we have, particularly with the pandemic that we have here. Our courts are doing an amazing job getting back up and running, but we've had a bit of a pause for a lot of items. So as we come out of this pandemic, there's going to be a lot of work to do. So we're going to need to make sure we have that prosecutor team there, as well as the functioning court system to make sure that we try these cases and get the convictions that people are looking for.
Okay, and I guess also in saying that, though, is that there, I understand is as well that there were some changes to the fund. Could you just touch a bit more on those, like, changes to the Victim Support Fund?
So what we're doing is we're expanding the scope to include public safety. That's going to allow us to invest in prosecutors and policing in the province of Alberta. That's the big change that we're doing. We've also tasked Tracy Allard, who's an MLA from Grand Prairie, along with Angela Pitt, who's an MLA from Airdrie in Alberta, to work with us on reviewing the grants as well as the financial benefits that go to victims and come up with the recommendations for a new program going forward in 2021. We're kind of preserving kind of the core functions of those right now as well in this fund going forward, but we want to make sure we get this right, as well as expanding the scope to make sure our police have the resources they need.
Minister, you know, I'm always going to ask you this anytime I have you on the line. I always like to get the updates on that. As far as the carbon tax case at the Supreme Court of Canada, we know Alberta is one victory away from having that tax possibly deemed unconstitutional. Any words on, like, or at least any dates set for that yet?
Yeah, it's supposed to be heard this fall. The Supreme Court put a bit of a pause on hearings with the pandemic. It's supposed to be heard this fall. And you know what? The one thing that I'm putting pressure on Ottawa, when we win that case at the Supreme Court, I want every dime reimbursed to Albertans of this illegal tax, because we wanted the Alberta Court of Appeal. We told Ottawa to take it off. They wouldn't take the carbon tax off Albertans. They should have. And when we win at the Supreme Court, I want rebate checks to all Albertans. That's what I want.
Okay, awesome. And also, I was going to say something else. I almost never ask any sort of partisan questions, but the NDP had mentioned in their release that only like a certain amount of ministers were available yesterday, but I think it's safe to stress, as one of the members had said in the House, is that the ministers that weren't at the meeting were asked to be questioned in the first place, I understand.
Well, I was at question period that exact day, and they didn't even ask me a question. I was in question period. They asked for four people to be there. We had put the four people that they wanted there. Then they complained that the rest of us weren't there. It was just, this is like the lowest of the low in politics. Like, I'm losing respect for the NDP by the day. My expectations of them were low anyways, but what they did there was just completely offside and just irresponsible. In my view, it's just disgusting politics.
Fair enough. Minister, anything else you'd like to add while we have time?
No, I appreciate you having me on.
Awesome. There we go. This is Justice Minister and Solicitor General Doug Schweitzer joining us on the Trending 55 Newsroom.